emotionalism, Peter uses the strong double negative in the Greek, oume. And in the Greek, when you put the two together, it comes out absolute negation. You shall never know never, is what he said. You shall never know never wash my feet. This is what he does in his emotionalism. All right, here's your principle. Ignorance plus arrogance plus emotionalism counters the plan of God. Rejects the plan of God. Ignorance plus arrogance plus emotionalism always rejects God's grace, His gracious provision. You shall never, no, never wash my feet. Isn't it interesting? Oh, you can die on a cross and save me from my sins, but you can't wash my feet. His thinking is just going to be so off. Let's look at Peter's refusal. Just a few points to make the flow of the thought process. Four points. One, Peter refuses to know Jesus Christ as his servant. Peter refuses to know Jesus Christ as his servant because he is ignorant of what is going on. So, two, Peter refuses to allow Jesus Christ to serve him. Peter refuses to allow Jesus Christ to serve him because of his arrogance. Arrogance always counters the plan of God. Arrogance says, no, I've got to do something for you. No, I've got to confess. No, I've got to repent. No, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I'm not going to be humble and just accept it by faith. See, humility, being humble means there's nothing I can do but receive it by faith. That's humility. So he can't do that. One, Peter refuses to know Christ as his servant because he is ignorant of what's going on. Two, Peter refuses to allow Jesus Christ to serve him because he is arrogant. We live in a funny time in American history. A lot, not all, but a lot of ladies, especially in the women's movement and all, you don't open a door for me, you don't respect me in this way or that way. A lady loses a lot by not letting a man serve them. They lose a lot. One thing that happens often when you refuse, when a woman refuses to allow the man to serve them, is that pretty soon the thinking of the man just puts them on an equal scale and now you get no respect whatsoever. Secondly, you never really get to know him unless you do let him serve. Now, there's a place for the woman to serve, but we're dealing right now with this principle of the Lord being our servant. You're never going to be saved if you don't know him as your servant of salvation. He's your servant of salvation. And so this is what Peter's going to fail to realize. Point three, Peter covers his ignorance and arrogance with false humility. You're not going to wash my feet. Point four, this refusal by Peter to allow Jesus to serve him, to wash his dirty feet, his refusal to know Jesus Christ as his servant, is to reject a relationship with Jesus Christ. He is rejecting and turning down a relationship with Christ. Christ offers him something, and he turns it down. His reasons in his mind are noble-arrogance. Unbelievers who refuse to be saved by grace of faith only in Christ, in Christ only, is a refusal to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Unbelievers who refuse to be saved by grace, which means by faith only in Christ only, is a refusal to know Jesus Christ as your Savior servant. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people don't like having someone have to serve. A lot of people, let me word it this way. There are a lot of people who feel like, if I let you serve me, I'm indebted to you. So they don't like this relationship with Christ where he does it all. No, I've got to be part of it, and that way I don't really owe you anything. That's why Paul, will come through it in Romans. I'm studying it now. Romans, I'm indebted. I'm a debtor. Oh, no, we don't know. I'll explain what that means later. But a lot of times, arrogance doesn't want someone to serve because that means you may have to owe them something and set yourself apart. This is why a lot of people want to add to the gospel, want to add to Christ's work on the cross. But many believers commit the same act of arrogance. They refuse to know Jesus Christ as their servant. They refuse to allow Christ to work in cleansing them of their sins through the water of the Holy Spirit. By faith only. And we'll cover that in a few moments in greater detail. So we now come to Jesus Christ's heartfelt reply. His appeal to take Peter forward. And the words of Jesus point out something of the great dangers of not allowing Christ to serve you. Some of the things we miss out on. Let's take a look at it. Let me just say this first. It's amazing how many believers are missing out on some wonderful things in life. And that's a shame. It's a real shame to start missing out on things in life. And you do when you refuse to allow Christ to serve you. If I do not wash you. So we're going to start missing out on some things now. If I do not wash you. I want to note this in three observations. First observation, the first word, if. This is the Lord's respect of Peter's free will. You do not have to allow me to wash your feet, Peter. You do not have to allow Jesus Christ to serve you. You do not have to know Jesus Christ as your servant. But if you don't, you're going to lose out on some stuff. You're going to lose out on some really good stuff. You don't have to. But if you don't, you're going to lose out. The Lord respects Peter. Respects Peter's decision making here. The Lord will now give to Peter some information that Peter needs to consider. Then after considering these things, if Peter still does not want Christ to wash his feet, so be it. But you're going to lose. If I don't do this, Peter, you're going to lose. I'm telling you something, people. A lot of Christians in life are losing out on a lot of wonderful things. Life is really wonderful. It's going to be his decision, though. Christ is saying, I'm here to serve. If you do not want me to serve you, that's your decision. In life, all one can do is offer their love, people. That's all we can do. Offer your love. Offer, in Christ's sake, position is life. Offer their service. And just take it in general terms in life. That's all we can offer. If a man refuses, if a woman refuses, there's nothing we can do. All we can do is offer to be these things. And if someone says no, they're the ones who miss out. They're the ones who are missing. If I do